let's begin again.
Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind.
Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Love is Not Self-Seeking, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. It seems like ever since the 1960s, Americans have been on some quest to find themselves. Over 50 years later, the fruit of our labors is evident. People are more lost, more confused, more clueless than ever. This hip idea was obviously a loser. Secular therapists who haven't found themselves yet are helping more people get more lost every day. Jesus gave us the answer 2,000 years ago, but of course we're too sophisticated to believe a carpenter's son who has no letters after his name. Basically, he said, if you really want to find yourself, lose yourself. Then you'll find yourself, my paraphrase. Give yourself to serving others, and your own needs and desires will be met. Give yourself to serving your spouse's needs, to be a blessing, not a source of tension. Forget about yourself, your wants, your needs, or even your rights. The only thing we have a right to is an eternity in hell for our sin, where the fire is not quenched and the worm does not die, according to Scripture. Thank God He doesn't treat us according to our rights, but instead Jesus saw our need. He didn't seek His own will. He was fully human, and as such, really didn't want to go to the cross. But he concluded, nevertheless, not my will be done, but thine. And he went. Then God raised him from the dead and gave him total victory. That's the way it works. Forget about yourself, give yourself for others, and then God will give you the victory that you've been fighting so hard for to get on your own. Love is being a God seeker, not a self seeker. Live to serve God, your spouse, and your family, and you will have it all, I promise. So a question for dialogue. Do you think I'm self-seeking? Can you think of some examples? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to be surrendered to Jesus, denying ourselves and our selfish desires for a greater cause. Help us to be God-seekers, not self-seekers.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our fears. Let's begin.